Classic League Podcast time!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 305 of the Classic League Podcast. My name is Scott. Kevin's with me. What is going on, man?
Hello, hello. Not too shabby. How are you?
Not too shabby's going on? I'm just teasing. Yeah. I'm good.
I think when you say hi to someone, they say, like, you're welcome.
Yeah, right?
When you do it the other way. Or when you go to a restaurant to, like, enjoy your meal, you're like, you too?
Yeah, exactly.
To the waiter.
So, yeah, man. We had a week off last week. It was work time for you and family time for me.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Yeah, it was, hopefully everyone had a good one. I had a nice one. I had a lot of fun with the family. Did I talk about the fish fry thing that we do? That was a good time.
I don't remember.
I don't either.
I don't know if you said it off the air or on the air.
Yeah. Either way. Oh,
we got... I found out what Canadian Thanksgiving is.
Okay.
It's something thankful about the harvest.
That makes sense.
So that's why our Thanksgiving is in November or October, whenever the hell it was.
Yeah. Yours is like middle October or something.
Yeah, and yours is in November. Yours is when What's-His-Face discovered America. Ours is being thankful for the harvest. So we don't have any of that pilgrim stuff.
No, ours didn't have anything to do with the discovery of America. It's
Oh, that's Columbus Day, right?
Yeah. Is there a... Man, I don't know if we do celebrate. Like, is there a definitive date where they landed?
I don't know. 1492. 20.
I don't know that.
Seven? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Either way, I forget my early American history. Who cares, right? This is a video game podcast. This is not a history podcast. So we're going to talk about the little bit of news that is up there to talk about this week. And then we're going to get to what we've been playing as well. Before we jump into that stuff, though, do want to have a little bit of announcement. Well, not really. We've done a little bit more with some of the Amazon affiliate links, so if you want to passively support the channel, you can do that. If you're buying stuff on Amazon, if you use our links, we'll get some credit for it. So some of the things that we are doing now to help out, I guess, or give you a little bit more option than just clicking on a single link. If you like our microphones, if you like our audio quality, we have affiliate links for the Kingston HyperX Quadcast, I think they're called, mics. So if you buy through one of our links, we'll get a higher commission. And then also,
yeah,
we're gonna have trials up for Twitch Prime if you've never tried that, or Audible. And
so what is Twitch Prime?
I'm not gonna say. You know it. No, I'm not doing a full fucking commercial for Twitch. I'm not playing along with that bit.
All right. I actually don't know what Twitch Prime is.
Oh, cool. I thought you were doing it. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were
doing a little calm A, a little calm B. Like, explain to me, like, I don't know what Twitch Prime is.
Oh.
I don't.
Oh, because you don't? Oh,
I don't.
I apologize, Kevin. I'm sorry. I thought you were doing a bit. I'm like, I'm
living under a rock for the last 5 years. Remember that.
Not doing an ad bit. So, okay, sorry. I will explain it. Shout out to
you. You know, I don't even want to know what it is anymore. Forget it. No.
No, that hurt your feelings. Great. It's all
shout out to
Retro Kaiser. Buddy's joining us in chat. So,
hey! Sorry, I don't have the chat open, so I don't know who's in the room.
Yeah, it's Kaiser. So good to see you, bud.
What's up, homie?
But yeah, okay, so you know Twitch TV, right?
Yes.
Okay, if you have Amazon Prime and you connect your Twitch account to whatever.
Amazon Prime.
This Twitch Prime thing might be, yes, but this Twitch Prime thing might be if you don't have Amazon Prime, but you want to support Twitch people. Essentially, by having your Twitch account linked to Amazon Prime, I don't know if clicking on the link is going to help us now. I have no idea. Just click on it. Someone help us. Just do a trial for us and let us know what happens. But, if you have Twitch Prime, once a month you get a token to give to a creator. There's like $5 like donation things that let you subscribe to them or whatever. So after everything's taken out, like that's like a $3.50 that you can give to someone on Twitch.
Okay.
Then also they give you free games.
Oh,
so
cool.
It's kind of like PlayStation Plus or whatnot, or Xbox Live.
Bizarre. I've never heard of that.
Oh,
I thought Twitch was just like a streaming thing like YouTube.
And again, I'm sorry, I the look on your face, it looked like you were like totally doing a bit. So
I kind of was, because I didn't know.
So because you didn't know. So I apologize again.
It's okay. I'm still getting yelled at by ever.
But I'm not your boss. That's what Twitch Prime is. It's pretty cool. So if you don't have that, go through our link and maybe we'll get some credit. And then there's Audible trials. If you don't have Audible, there's that. There was one thing. It was called Amazon Family. I've never heard of that. So it's like a shared family.
Try out a new family for a bit. And then
like those reality shows. What were those called? Like Wife Swap or something?
Yeah.
I think it's like for discounts on baby stuff and whatnot. Like,
oh, okay.
Like for things centered to sell to a family, I guess. I don't know.
Is this only an American thing or can Canadians?
I think, yeah, I tried to create Canadian links and they didn't have that option.
Okay.
Or Canada. The mics work and the overall affiliate link works for Canada. So.
Right on, yeah.
And shout out to, we've had some recent pickup in the US clicks for Amazon. So thank you very much, everybody. Really appreciate
it. Well done.
We earned like $11, I think, last month in Canadian money. So
nice. That's like $300
Well, I was just telling Kevin, we're almost, gonna have 2020 covered our costs. The year. So thank you. Yeah. The year, not our vision.
Yeah.
Or hindsight. So, Kaiser, is jumping into to call his jive turkeys. He says, I think Australia shares the same Thanksgiving with Canada. I don't know what it means down here. Turkey is Christmas thing over here. It's where you get to stream as Optimus Prime. Oh, Canada, 1 kilogram bags of Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
The links work. Cool. The American links take me to American and the Canadian takes me to Canada.
Sweet. Oh, perfect. Thank you.
I copy and pasted correctly. Kaiser, thank you. So yeah.
Isn't Australia like 12 hours ahead or behind us? Are they like upside down or something?
Depending on, yeah, about 12 hours, depending on what part of Australia.
So he's like up like uber late right now or uber early.
Last episode that he joined in chat, I was like, good morning.
Oh, gotcha.
So, yeah.
That's so cool.
Probably, right? It's just mind blown. It's really, and every now and again, people from the UK will join us and it is real late for them. It's like 2 to 4 a.m. depending on where in Europe you are. So. Where he's at, it's only, 8 hours? It's lunchtime, so he's on break.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, so, awesome. Well, Kevin, now that we said we'd talk about video games, would you like to?
Yeah, so we're skipping new releases this week because it is the end of the year and nothing's coming out at this time. Unless you want us to talk about Terminator.
I haven't seen it. The game.
The game.
That 47 on Metacritic has me really wanting to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
But just to give context for how little news there is this week, Giant Bomb just straight up did emails only.
Oh, really?
They just answered emails all for 2 hours.
I tried to get into Giant Bomb. I couldn't. And I know it's me because I used to listen to Talk Radar, which got me into podcasts.
Okay.
And I listened to Giant Bomb because of the whole like GameSpot, what's it called? Kane Lynch thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to support him on that. And then they weren't called Giant Bomb yet. They were called like Straight Arrow or something in the beginning.
I don't remember. I'm Johnny Come Lately.
They did like taste tests and stuff at the beginning. And then, I just couldn't get into it, which sucks because I know it's a good podcast. I like Video Game Apocalypse.
I've not heard video game.
It's the same guys who did Talk Radar back in the day. And
Their own. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Giant Bomb. But that's one of those things where it's like, I'm not going to be offended if we don't share the same taste in something.
I am.
How do you not like Bond? How do you not like Jeff Gertzman? You're crazy.
I do like Jeff Gertzman. I just don't like Giant Bomb.
Kaiser can't get a Giant Bomb either.
Ah, okay. So, see, we have a lot in common. Same Thanksgiving.
You know, I think Dustin was waiting on Giant Bomb too. So I'm like the last holdout. I don't know. Something about them, they crack me up.
No, absolutely. I get it. I'll give it a shot again. I'll try him again.
So let's talk about news. Do. Paranerds.
News? Oh, sorry. It cut off. That's all I heard was do.
No, I tried to do the news and then the
eShop channel.
Yeah, got in eShop. So.
Since it is a pretty quiet week and because we had a week of missing a podcast, I didn't want to bombard with too much news. But of course, this being the beginning of the month, the Xbox and PlayStation Plus games, the free games for the month, have been announced. So for PlayStation this month, for December, you get two games. Remember when they used to give like six, and now it's only two? Are you about to say something? You're yawning.
I'm clicking on the link for the first time. I haven't seen the games. I'm
pumped. So you have, I'm going to go with the I don't know which one you're pumped for, but you have, it must be this one. The PlayStation Plus of December is Monster Energy Supercross.
The official video.
That's right.
I love Supercross so much. You got
a sponsored game for free. Do you remember Doritos Crash Course for Xbox back in the day?
Good.
It was amazing. It was for awesome. A Doritos game.
Yeah.
You played as your avatars?
Hell yeah. It was great. I still have it on my Xbox. It's still installed, I believe.
So I'll download it because I like Supercross, which is surprising. And it's because it's included with my PlayStation Plus. And the other game, which I'm sure is what you're happy about, is Titanfall 2. It's included with PlayStation Plus for December.
Yes. Yes.
I never played Titanfall 2. I never played Titanfall 1.
I never played Titanfall 1 either.
Funny thing is, I owned five copies of Titanfall 2. Two for Xbox One and three for PS4 because the dollar store had them for $2 each.
Man.
So I bought them and I traded them in for $3 each.
Okay.
And I got rid of them. So I never played it, never opened them. They were just giving them away at dollar stores. I didn't even know dollar stores sold video games.
Hey, Kevin, if you love something, well, you didn't know you loved it. Let it go, and if it comes back to you, it was meant to be.
It's true.
Titanfall 2 is back.
I remember there was an April Fool's joke where in Titanfall you can play as Optimus Prime, and I thought that was real until I found out it was an April Fool's joke.
Okay.
Which is one of the Titans was Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
How amazing would that have been, right?
Yeah.
There's a trailer and everything with them.
Really? Oh,
and it was an April Fool's joke.
I'll have to look that up. That's
how you know how like IGN or Edge or whatever used to do those April Fools?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that happened. And I was like, oh, I can't wait. And then I was like, oh, April 1st, you dirty bastards. I'm so stupid and gullible. I'm like a baby bear. I just like believe anything you say. I hate that about myself. I believe anything and I love everything. Any movies, people are like, oh, I didn't think it was great. I'm like, oh, I liked it. I love Batman Forever. I love Batman and Robin. It was not good. I loved it.
I saw it to the end.
I'm very happily like entertained. Just like dangle a string in front of me. Like hours of fun.
I rarely get upset with the entertainment. Like sometimes I'll be like, yeah, it's not what I was wanting, but
I watched Frozen 2 this weekend too.
Oh, how is that? That's like
better than Frozen 1.
Okay. It was Frozen 1. I've not seen it. I'm familiar with it. I've seen it
a bajillion times. I have a 4-year-old daughter. So
yeah, it's so popular. I can't believe
how popular it is still.
Yeah. It's wild.
And every like little girl loves Frozen. So I watched Frozen 2 in the theaters, and it was darker, and like darker meaning like a little scarier. My daughter was kind of freaked out a bit.
Is this her first movie?
Snowman. No. This is her fourth movie. Olaf, which I hate, the snowman. I think he's a complete waste of time, and I don't like him at all. He's just like dumb and doesn't. Anyways, thank God for him in the second movie. He was making jokes when shit was getting real.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to kill you. You're not going to kill me. Ah, I'm a snowman. And everyone's laughing. I'm like, oh, thank God. Because shit was getting a little real. But I don't know. I liked it.
Cool.
Sorry. So going back to Titanfall. That's it.
I have a question for you, though.
Yeah.
Will you try it?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm just hoping my enthusiasm will convince you to give it a go.
I love Portal.
Okay.
I will download it.
I do that. Like I
see now I think it's gonna be as good as Portal.
That's the problem. I do that shit all that's
gone.
Like well say love you, right? I do that to my brother when I'm trying to show him like a cool song that I want to hear.
Yeah.
To sell him on the song, I'll relate it to something, but it just gives no chance for him to enjoy the song because he's expecting to hear, you know, Mars Volta or something. So
it's like when you try showing someone a YouTube video and you're like finding the most funniest thing ever. You're like, come watch, it's so funny. And then they don't crack at all. You're like, yeah. Why did I find this funny? I laughed at a video of two hamsters in a wheel running really fast and it killed me. And I showed it to everyone and they're all like, it's okay. And I'm tears. Oh, look at them. They have little tiny legs. Sucks.
So, yeah, I'm excited to hear what you think about Titanfall 2.
I'll check it out.
Nothing like
if I touch my PlayStation again. We'll get to that. Yeah. Wow, I'm actually clearing my throat.
Bearing the lead.
Started off as a joke, but she got real, really fast.
Need a vocal coach. He's still going, folks.
Shit. So. I'm still recovering from my cold that I had last time. Anywho, if you are on. Sure, shut up. My wife might listen. Xbox Games. What? Xbox Gold for December. Sorry. So before I go here, I got to rant about PlayStation.
Okay.
They used to give 6 free games.
Yeah.
2 PS3s, 2 Vitas, 2 PS4s.
Mm-hmm.
They got rid of those 4 games, and now they only give 2.
Yeah.
WTF, yo. WTF. I still play my Vita.
They gave all the Vitas away. There are no more. They gave every game that was ever made. It was already.
Yeah. Sucks. Anyways.
PS3 would just be a waste of resources at this point.
Yeah, but they're still selling games on like Black Friday sales. You can buy Tomb Raider for $1. I know. I don't want it. Stop it.
I take it back.
I just bought Metal Gear Solid for the PSP because now, I don't know. I have it, but I don't have a portable version.
That's the way you said that.
I don't have a portable version of it, so I bought it. And I'm like, oh, sweet. I have it on my Vita now. Let me look at it. Oh, sweet. I can't download it on my Vita. So I had to like turn on my PS3 into that stupid transfer thing where the games work that way.
Why? Because you can't connect to the network? Will it brick it?
No, it's just the game's not an option to download on Vita. Uh-oh. But you can download it on a PS3 and transfer it to your Vita that way.
Okay.
Logic. So I was like, when I saw it, it's like not downloadable. I'm like, I just spent $5. I'm so upset. I was ready to write a letter. I'm like, what am I going to play on my PS3 when I have the disc and I can play it on my PS3 anytime? Then I found out that you could just transfer the. That's stupid. Stupid. But now that means I'm going to play all the Metal Gears again because that's what I do. Because I am a big, fat loser who can't just buy a game and just play one. I got to play the whole series.
There are lots of people that play all the Metal Gear games frequently.
You're not alone. At the same, like one after another. Like I go in chronological order.
How do you play other games?
I don't. That's why it's sick. I'm a sick man.
Okay. Let me catch up with Kaiser here a bit. He played DuckTales last week because he cues the Moon theme song. When we were referencing Shadow Partners too.
He also mentioned Laser Time. Yeah, boy, Chris Antista.
Laser Time Network. Yeah, he's recommending the Laser Time Network. I'm not familiar with Laser Time. Clearly you are.
They're the same Talk Radar guys from back in the day.
Sweet.
Yeah.
He says, I wish I could re-download that Doritos game where you get to play the dinosaur munching down Doritos. I don't remember
I don't know that one. I just know the obstacle course one.
I don't know if you'll know this or not, but there's a dinosaur in Mario Odyssey.
Yes.
And it it makes me picture that T-Rex going around there looking for Doritos. I can't even picture this game.
No, I can't either.
Oh no, Kaiser's more excited for the Monster Drink Racing game. Oh, that hurts. That hurts. That's okay.
Because he's sponsored by Monster.
Oh well, then more power to him. I'm more of a Bang guy. I like getting like shaky for my energy drinks.
See, he's sick of Frozen 2 as well. Not the sequel. Like as well, Frozen. Fuck. See, the movies and titles. Number 2 is a bad word.
2 is a really bad word.
Yeah.
Illegal is another bad word. English is really stupid a lot of times. It's really how so many people speak it is beyond me.
Read red and red. Colonel? One's a color, one spelled the same way and said differently. I hate England. If I fala português agora. Agora a gente vai falar português, told us it. My Portuguese came out.
I was going to say.
I just said I'm going to talk Portuguese right now, and right now I'm going to talk Portuguese because that's the only thing I know how to say in Portuguese.
Oh, I was like, damn, Kevin, I didn't realize.
So Kaiser says he's sick of Frozen because he has two younger sisters, and they just ran the movie over and over and over. I'm in the same boat as that. And apparently they also used to give free PSP games on PlayStation Plus, but I don't think I had PlayStation at the time. That was a thing.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't subscribe if they were doing that at that point. So, yeah. Also,
bad is a bad word.
Yeah. So what's coming to Xbox, man?
Sorry, my ADD is kicking in full throttle today. For Xbox Gold subscription, the games that are included for December is a game called Insane Robots for Xbox One. This is available from December 1st to the 31st. I looked this game up because I'm like, ooh, Insane Robots. What does that mean? It's a card game.
Oh.
It's like a battle card game.
Okay.
You know, sure. Why not? I'm not a big fan of card games on computers and video games because that's like literally one thing you can bring into the real world and play. Except for Solitaire. Solitaire is legit.
I like Hearthstone and stuff like that. I'm glad it exists. I'm not interested. It'll go in the library though.
Ah, there we go.
Insane and, Robots versus Insane Robots versus the Insane Clown Posse. I'd play an Insane Clown Posse ICP. Card game.
Yeah, absolutely. What's his name? DJ something?
I don't know. I know the Fago and I know Juggalos and
I just know him from the Eminem songs whenever he talks smack about him. DJ something. Doesn't matter. No one cares. No one's listening. No one loves me. The other game is Jurassic World Evolution, which is actually pretty cool. I think it's like a build your own Jurassic World.
Like, okay. Like a city builder kind of game?
I think so.
It says, I was going to say, why don't you just read the copy and. Hey, what's up, Ben? How you doing, man? Good to see you.
Ben who?
Ben Martin, photographer extraordinaire.
Ooh, la-di-da. Violent J. That's what I'm talking about. Sorry.
Silent J?
Violent J.
Violent J, okay.
Yeah. And Shaggy too dope, that's right.
Never mind. I'm not going on that tangent. So, Jurassic Park World. Let's read about it.
Okay, I'm going to read. Don't say anything. Stop it. It's hard not being in the same room. I can't read you. Construct your own tropical dinosaur tourist trap in this licensed Jurassic Park builder sim. Jeff Goldblum narrates your story as you get your first park up and running, dealing with logistics. It's a park sim. That's cool that Jeff Goldblum's in it. Yeah, I like Jurassic World. What did you think about that? Again, I like everything. I'm like, everything's great.
Yeah, well, it was shocking. It was like the most successful movie financially at the time. I mean, I like the first one a bit more, but I didn't hate it or anything. It was silly.
Jurassic World?
Yeah.
Not Park.
I love Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, who doesn't?
Jurassic World was totally fine. I mean, there was some stupid stuff, but it's a PG-13 dinosaur movie, you know?
Like, yeah, I'm down.
It totally did what you'd expect it to do. There was some dinosaur fighting and there was some tense moments. There was kids. Yep. The thing is, like, it was, I, like, Bryce Dallas Howard, is that her name? Yeah.
Yeah. She's Ron Howard's daughter. I didn't know
yes,
that.
Yes.
I had no idea.
She, is, really pretty in that movie. And, I think Chris Pratt's fine.
Even Spider-Man 3. Oh.
No, she's lovely. But the kids sucked in the Jurassic World. I really liked the kids in Jurassic Park. I don't know if it was because I was a kid. Yeah, but the, I shouldn't say that's harsh. It's just they were sort of silly. I don't know. It was like kids had to be there since it's a redo kind of movie. Yeah. I just didn't like how the kids were done. But for the most part, it was fine.
Cool. I think the boy in the first Jurassic Park movie is in Band of Brothers. Okay. You know, the show Band of Brothers. And my buddy Kyle realized that the actor in Band of Brothers was the kid of the way he held the fork.
Wild. That's cool.
So he's like, by the way, he held the fork was the same way he held the fork in Jurassic Park. And he's like, no. And he looked it up and it was the same. I may be mixing the shows.
Okay.
It is the kid from Jurassic Park was in a different show, but I'm pretty sure it was Band of Brothers. Or I could be making this whole thing up for the likes.
That would be amazing if that felt like you genuinely remembered that. So it's probably
all lies.
It's in the approximation. You believed it.
I believe a lot of my own lies. That's why I try not to lie. I forget what I say half the time. I'm like, oh yeah, I did lie about that, didn't I?
There was like an author that was attributed, like Twain or somebody. Would say you don't have to have a memory if you don't tell lies or something like that. Or you don't need to remember
Who's
stuff.
That?
Someone like Keith Mark Urban? Twain.
Oh.
No, like
another cowboy singer. Oh no,
Mark Twain, like the author.
I know,
like,
I was smart thinking person. Of a Yeah, I was thinking of what's that country singer name? Not Shania Twain.
Keith Urban?
Yeah. He had an alter ego.
Garth Brooks!
That's the one.
Oh, what was his alter ego? Hold on. I'm looking at you. Corey?
Corey Feldman, that's right.
No. Shoot. Oh, well. Toy Story 3 is coming for the Xbox 360.
Which is a good game. The Toy Story games have all been surprisingly good. Especially the first one for Sega Genesis and Super Nintendo. Did you ever play that one?
Mm-mm. Really? Has, there were Toy Story games for
the 16-bit? Oh, absolutely. It was like pseudo 3D. Yeah. No, there was like pseudo 3D.
Wow.
They tried to make it look like the... Yeah.
I guess in my mind, Toy Story is so much after that generation that I would have put it in like... 94, son.
Or 95.
Yeah, I mean, Chrono Trigger was 95, so if Toy Story was 95, then, I mean, that makes total sense, but that my brain has compartmentalized those into very different ages of my life, even though they clearly weren't.
There's a cool scene in the Toy Story game, the original one, where it goes into first-person Doom mode, where you got to collect the aliens, you know, the claw.
Yeah. You
get them and drop them into the crane. But it's like first-person Doom style.
Oh, hell yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. I have no idea. This is cool.
And the other game for Xbox 360 is Castlevania Lords of Shadow Mirror of Fate HD. That's a long name. Wasn't that a 3DS game?
Yeah, unfortunately.
It was, right?
Yeah, it was exciting. Like, ooh, I loved Lords of Shadow. That was maybe the first game I reviewed. Like, yeah, I think it might have been the first game I ever reviewed.
I bought it
and then it was Mirror of Fate, and Mirror of Fate stinks. I don't like that.
Oh, game. No, I didn't buy the Mirror of Fate one. I bought Lords of Shadow from a Blockbuster that shut down, so it's in a Blockbuster case for 360.
Fun. That's cool.
Yeah, and I never played it. I think I put it in there, and I think Patrick Stewart's in it. He's like, well, I'll
all. Yeah.
That's not at all what he sounds like. I don't know who that guy was. I am Patrick Stewart. I can't do impressions anymore. No, it sucks. No.
Why don't you get a Mickey out just to cleanse the palate?
Oh, there we go. I feel better. anyway, so those are your free games for thing.
Free games. That's the news. PlayStation.
Oh, gosh, we still have more.
I know. I'm kidding. PlayStation turned 25 years old. Is there anything else to say about that story?
No. I can't believe it's only 25 years old. I feel like the thing's been around for 20 years.
I know what you, it does feel like it's really old. When they're like, oh, the PlayStation is 25 years old. They're like, yeah, of course it is. When they're like, the Matrix is 20 years old. I'm like, no. So for some reason, I look at the PlayStation as being around forever too. I'm with you.
Which is weird because I remember it being my first 3D, console.
Okay.
In like 95 or 96 or whatever the hell. No, 99, 98. When the hell did this console come out? 98, right? 25 years minus now. You do the math.
25 would be 4, right? So 5 minus 4, 94. Could that be right?
So 94. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't sound right.
Maybe that's Japan.
Could be. I don't know. I should probably read articles.
I feel like Final Fantasy 7 was... Oh, in 97 or something. I don't know.
Here's a wild thing. Okay. Let's read the first line. On December 3rd, 1994.
Hey, I got to 94 eventually.
There you go. 25 years ago this week, the first PlayStation made its global debut in Japan.
Okay.
So there we go. I love the PlayStation. It's weird because I own all of them so far. PlayStation 1, 2, 3, 4. I own 3 Slims PS2s and 1 Fat PS... No, sorry. 2 Fat PS2s. 2 Slim PS2s, and one of those are modded to play the guy game because it's hard to get that game. The guy game, you know, the guy game where the girls like take off their shirts and they ask stupid questions. And one of the girls are underage.
Wait, what?
We got them.
On PlayStation?
Yeah, PS2.
No, never heard of this.
Yeah, the guy game. So they ask girls questions at like a. It's one of those like Girls Gone Wild things.
There's no doubt in my mind. At some point, I watched a YouTube video. The guy game makes sense.
Yeah. So he'd be like, what color is this tomato? And then the girls would answer. I forgot how it plays, but I played it for the boobs. But then I found out one of the girls in there, I don't know which one, is underage. Oh, she's 17. So they took that game off the shelf.
Oh, that sounds familiar. Yeah. Okay.
So that's awkward. And I own a fat PS3 and a skinny PS3, which no longer works with Blu-rays.
Fun.
Yay. I'm so happy that that happens because I can't play Metal Gear Solid 4 now, so I got to buy it digitally. Great. Happy. And a mini, of course, PS Mini, which I haven't touched. I modded it and went, look at that, South Park works. And I never played it again.
Did you, sorry to jump back. So Ben in chat's asking about, man, there's a lot. Toy Story for the N64 was frustratingly clunky but ambitious. Kaiser was asking, Ooh. Does anybody remember Toy Story Racer? I do not.
I do not either.
Probably good. I have no idea.
Why are they driving? Are they all driving RCs?
I would assume so.
Character in Toy Story.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh. But there's only one.
Oh, RC is the name of the character.
Yeah. Oh, he's an RC car.
Well, that makes sense. It's a good name.
Yeah.
Appropriate.
Yeah.
Ben says, I've got the Game Boy version 2 backwards compatibility for the Toy Story.
I have that as well, a physical copy.
Is it good?
No.
Hey, some of those licensed games back then were good.
No, not for Game Boy. They try to mimic the style of the Genesis one.
Okay.
But it's a lot more frame droppier. Like, it's clippier. It's like, it looks like there's frames of animation missing.
Okay.
So much in the graphics.
Kaiser agrees the PlayStation 1 feels older, which is funny because we're talking about the Japanese date. And so in my mind, it is late 90s, not mid 90s. And it still.
Yeah,
feels...
mine too. Because Final Fantasy VIII was one of the first games I played on it. And that was 98. I just got it. 8 and 8. Oh, they're so clever. Crazy bastards.
Kaiser also says, I remember playing the PlayStation 1 for the first time in 96. Me and my family were impressed by the graphics. And didn't think, my family and I were impressed with the graphics and didn't think that the graphics could get any better than that. The game was Destruction Derby. Yeah, dude.
Nice.
I remember seeing that on X-Play back in the day. I forget which thing that is. It's PSN in the PS1 section. So in the PS1 section,
remember?
You might have what you were looking for.
Which is what?
In the Vita.
Oh, no, I know. It's not there.
Oh, bummer.
It actually says, like, not downloadable.
Bummer.
But it's stupid, because it is. Stupid Vita. Do you remember, have you ever played the wrestling games on PlayStation or N64? Like SmackDown and whatnot?
Some of them, yeah. There was one that was WCW versus WWF, I think, that I liked a lot. I liked the ones that had good junk from the stands. Trash cans and stuff.
Oh, like for like hardcore mode and stuff like that? Like you like use weapons and attack each other?
Yeah.
Well, no, because the reason why I asked is because the N64 version... Because to me, the most important part was the entrances of the wrestlers.
Oh, okay.
And the N64 would show like JPEGs of the video of them walking down the ramp because they couldn't process video, right? Walking down the ramp, and in the background, instead of showing like a video, whatever the video is, it shows like a thumbs up and then like a guns to the screen. Like they couldn't do video.
Yeah.
But on PlayStation SmackDown, the whole fucking screen was just an FMV video. But there's no ramp, and it shows him walking down with a screen behind him. And I'm like, none of you got this perfect. This sucks on both accounts. Yeah. I hate you both. This one has the screen. This one has the ramp. But combine them, and he didn't do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, PlayStation is 25 years old. Woo! Go PlayStation. Even though they're announcing PS5.
Ben says, Scott, I picked up this nutty golf controller for the Genesis that was a little while back. Picked it up for a Genesis 3 recently and one of the compatible game PGA tours recently. I'll send you a photo. Hell yeah, man. That's awesome. He's
Genesis 3 was a smaller one, right?
Yes, the smallest, yeah.
Yeah. I never had that one.
It's a piece of crap though. There it's missing a lot of features. It's neat cuz it's super tiny and cute and has like a awesome shape to it, but like the sound chip in it's garbage and It's another one that doesn't have like a reset. So like you can't play X-Men.
Yeah.
So, we've used some of Ben's photos for, album art before.
Oh, cool.
Which is fun. He's a very good photographer. Definitely give, Ben Martin a follow on Instagram. If I remember Ben, I'll link it in the show notes.
Hey Ben, I went to school for photography too. I'm not a photographer, but I went to school for it.
And film,
$30,000.
Jesus Christ! It sounds like
I just paid it off this year.
Sounds like you're an American. You should just jump over the border, man. Just get it over with. We still have gravy and fries over here, too.
Yeah, I mean, you guys still have what's-his-face.
Oh, he's not going to be here. Oh, dude, trust me. If that's the worst of it, we'll be fine. Presidents always pass. It's always going to happen.
No, this one's going to live forever.
Don't say that.
The evil ones always do.
Yeah, a nutty golf sounds like a painful game, Ben. Described that wrong. I said that like that was the game, but he was just using it as a adjective.
Oh, I thought nutty golf was actually the legit.
Yeah, I said game. I read and I said know, that terribly. That's my. That's so, Resident Evil 3 remake is looks like the covers have been leaked.
Yeah, and they actually asked them to remove the covers.
Okay.
So obviously those leaks were real. And it shows Jill and some dude, which I don't remember. She looks different. Was she like one of your first like kind of
no.
like video game crushes? No. Oh my god.
No, dude, I've never played Resident Evil.
Right. Fair. Okay. She was one of my first kind of video game crushes, along with obviously Lara Croft.
Okay. I don't know if I've had. I'm trying to think if I have a. Not that I'm judging. I'm just trying to think. I don't know if I've had a video game crush.
You can't judge me for that. You know how many things I find attractive?
No, I don't. But let's not out you here.
Chun-Li. Who else? Obviously, Lara Croft. Oh, a grasshopper from Twisted Metal. I know. It's so random. She's a driver. You don't even see her. But she's in the booklet.
Huh. Okay.
It's because you see her, like, she's wearing a crop top. Yeah. I'm like, ooh, stomach. I'm 7.
The blonde girl in Peekaboo Poker.
I don't know what that is.
It's an NES game. Like, it was on... it was in one of the ROM packs I...
Gotcha.
Got. Never had as a kid.
And of course, Ares and Yuffie and Tifa. Oh my god.
Kevin Ben says, my grandkids will be paying off my student loans.
Shit, I believe that.
He says congrats to you. No surprise.
I got rid of my leg to pay it off. Sorry, go ahead.
No, Kaiser says no surprise that Resident Evil remake is happening.
Yeah, sorry. I'm like on weird ass sugar today. It's the meal in my drink.
Is it the booger kind? No, I'm kidding. That is one of my favorite like slang terms for a drug ever.
What is that?
Booger sugar.
Come again?
Like cocaine? Yeah, it's good.
Gotcha.
Cocaine. Something about booger sugar just cracks me up. I think it's so funny. I think it's the alliteration of it. Can it be alliteration if it starts with a different letter? So it's just cadence. I like the cadence of it then.
Yes, that sounds like salt. I actually found, I was trying to find jokes for my daughter because her jokes are not that good. She's like, what's the sun say? Hello. And I'm like, it's not a joke. So I found a joke online. How do you make a tissue paper dance?
How do you make a tissue paper dance?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or Kleenex. Put a little boogie in it. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right?
That's a good one.
Anywho, back to Resident Evil. So you haven't played any of the Resident Evil games. Nope. This Resident Evil is my favorite Resident Evil.
Resident Evil 3,
because it is the first one that I passed with my buddy. We rented Resident Evil 2 way back in the day, and the first zombie we saw, we got so scared we returned the game and got another game.
Really?
We actually went to Blockbuster because it sucked because Blockbuster called my mom to ask for permission for me to rent the game. I know, it's weird, right? Residential.
Huh? They would do that here.
Yeah, so they called my mom, and she's like, residential, whatever. Yeah, okay. Like, she doesn't know.
Yeah.
And we went through all these hoops to get it, and we're like, we had to return it. So when we were old enough, we got Resident Evil 3. And it was only one disc, as opposed to Resident Evil 2 had two discs.
Okay.
And I never found Nemesis scary, so me and my buddy actually beat it. And we beat it with the bonus rounds, and we did everything, and I loved it. And it was my favorite game. So when I saw Resident Evil 2 remake happened, and I loved the Resident Evil 2 remake, I'm like, oh, obviously 3 is gonna happen. It better if you like, it's money in the bank for Capcom.
Oh yeah, and they definitely want to get to 4 again. So you can't skip 3.
You think they're gonna remake 4?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Really?
Oh yeah. Come on.
You can buy the thing on anything that has electricity attached to it. toaster, blankets.
That's not very different from Resident Evil 2.
Resident Evil 2 is a completely different game than Resident Evil. It's an actual scary game.
No, but can't you buy, not the remake, but Resident Evil 2 lots of places?
No. As far as I know, you can only buy it on PlayStation because it's a PlayStation title.
The Resident Evil 3 will also be PlayStation, won't it? Is Resident Evil 3 PlayStation only?
It was, yeah. Like the original trilogy was only on Sony PlayStation.
That's what I thought. So I guess I don't see it as different. Like, but they'll, I think they'll want to get to 4 because it's so popular. They're gonna want to remake the popular one, right? 2 and 4.
I guess, but 4 is pretty close. I mean, the difference from 2 to the remake of 2 is huge graphically. And 4 isn't that old. At least I don't think it is.
I think 4 is like a 2008 game or something like that.
Maybe yeah, exactly. So you can't remake that already. It still looks good.
They did Last of Us 2. Or Last of Us 2. They did Last of Us also.
They ported Last of Us. They didn't
know. No, there was a remake of Last of Us.
Are we, what?
On PlayStation 4, it is The Last of Us Remastered.
Yeah, it's a remaster, not a remake.
You said it was a port. A port and a remaster is not, a port and a remaster are not the same thing.
Okay, Scott, you're right. Just like Shadow Colossus HD is different than Shadow Colossus non-HD.
Look, if you, it's, okay.
Final Fantasy VII Remake is not different than Remastered. You're right. No, you're right.
Fine. It's you want to take the conversation in a different direction, that's fine. I will be shocked if they don't remake Resident Evil 4.
I hope they don't. It's not.
That's fine. That's not what we're talking about. I will be shocked if they don't remake it. That's what we're talking about. And if they want to do that, there's no way they would skip 3, is my point.
Oh. I don't think they would do 4 yet. Not yet, I don't think. 3 is really huge difference. They all look like pixelated messes.
But by the time they redo 4, it'll be the PlayStation 5. There'll be a whole console gap. It will sell.
I mean, it's,
it makes money, Kevin.
Yeah.
Just because you don't want it to happen.
Not that I don't want it to happen. I just don't want it to happen. It's not needed.
You know, it's probably going to be awesome. And I bet Resident Evil fans are going to be really happy with 3.
Yeah. I know 3 is the least favorite of everyone's. I always liked the oddballs. I love Final Fantasy VIII. I love Resident Evil 3. It's a game that people generally don't like. Yeah. I don't know why. Resident Evil 3, I like Nemesis. I like the stars. And I liked him in the movie as well.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. I watched the movie. It took place in Toronto. Raccoon City is Toronto. Did you know that?
I do now.
It is. Yep, it is. You actually even see our buses in the beginning of they do in the Resident Evil movie. They did a shot by shot remake of the intro to Resident Evil 3. Cool. So it shows like the cars crashed and all that already, and it shows like the cop's helmet. It zooms out. They did the shot by shot, and it was beautiful. And you see a little TTC in the background, little bus.
Hell yeah!
I'm like, hey, bus, what's up, homie?
It's so interesting that you say that 3. I feel like 5 is the one that everyone hates.
Well, yeah, so Resident Evil comes in chunks of 3s that I've noticed. So you have the first 3, which are all like tank controls and isometric views or whatever. Then you have the other 3, which are shoulder views. And then I was hoping with Resident Evil 7 they would do that first-person view because I loved Resident Evil 7.
But they did, didn't
they? They only made 1. They made Resident Evil 7 in first-person. So I'm saying if they make Resident Evil 8, I hope it's in first-person as well.
Do you think they will? If you were to like make a bet or a guess, what would you...
I think they would.
I think they probably will too. Resident Evil 7 was really successful, wasn't it?
Very successful, and which is surprising because it looked like a ripoff of PT, even though it wasn't because they were both made at the same time.
Sure.
And, but yeah, Resident Evil 5 and 6, I hated. Well, I didn't hate. I didn't like. She kept fucking green herbing me when I didn't need it. Get away from me, Sheva.
I was listening to Tiger Claw Radio. And I don't know, a few months ago, and Critical Failure was getting into 5 and 6 and actually really liked him. Was, I think, because he had heard so much of these are terrible, his expectations were such that he actually really enjoyed the games.
It depends.
Definitely 5. I might be misspeaking with
saying set.
Five is good with two people. It's a lot of fun with two people. It's six, I only played it once, and it's so stupid. I bought like the hard Uber Collective. I worked at Best Buy at the time, so I bought like the hard steel case cover of six.
Okay.
And it came with like Resident Evil 1, 2, and 3 downloadable codes for PlayStation 3. So, which is why I bought it. I'm like, sweet, I get like three original games in one with this package. Yeah. Yeah. And it's a steel cover, and I played it once, and I was like, I don't remember a damn thing about it. but I remember that the number six looks like a giraffe giving head or getting head, one or the other. I have a t-shirt from Swag at Best Buy of Resident Evil 6, which I'm always embarrassed to walk around with. I'm like, don't look at me. It's laundry day.
It's laundry day. That's awesome. Oh, wow. We got some more. Cool. Ben sent the photos. That's awesome. Booger sugar sounds like green jelly that you dip in sherbet. Ooh, that also does sound like that. It's like as a kid's treat.
Yeah.
They have like is it a dirt sundae where you have like pudding and, like Oreo crumples and they put a worm, like a gummy worm in it.
That's blasphemous. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. I think they call those dirt sundaes here. What's blasphemous about? I'm just curious. I don't know.
Sunday.
Oh.
God's day.
Interesting. It's not. Ironically, when I went to Catholic school, we had a lot of Sunday, like, we would sell ice cream Sundays for fundraisers. On Sundays? No, for fundraisers. Oh, not on Sunday. Okay. So blasphemous. That's what I'm saying. Also, coming soon, Resident Evil 1 remake. That says Kaiser, which is funny.
Shadow of Colossus HD remaster remake, port deluxe HD remake. Oh, one can dream, right? Don't forget VR in there.
Which comment was that? I was
Shadow of Colossus HD remaster remake, port deluxe HD remaster.
Game of the Year edition.
I remember how angry I was at ports and HD remasters of games I already owned. Like on PS3, they did remaster versions of PS2 games or HD versions because they took out the PS2 backwards compatibility in it. So that pissed me off because I was like, damn it, you're making me buy games I already have and you're adding no value. And I bought them because I'm stupid. So I bought Twisted Metal Black. And then a fucking PS4 comes out with Twisted Metal Black with trophies. And I'm like, you son of a bitch. I can't download the PS3 version of the PS2 game that I own physically. So I had to download the PS4 version of the PS2 game for trophies in HD, and I never played it, and I have it, and I hate myself.
Video games treat you bad. I admire.
It's because I buy them. Because I'm so stupid.
I admire that you stick with it.
But no, how is that my fault?
It's not,
I had a PS3.
It's not. That's why. That's why
I can't play PS2.
I agree.
It's fighting a lot.
Kaiser also says 5 and 6 do need to be remade into good games. Yeah.
He actually fooled me. I was 100% behind him. Yeah, absolutely, dude.
Cool. Okay, Kevin, do you have Discord up?
I do, yes.
Can you look in the chat?
I do, yes.
Okay. So, okay. All right. What Kevin is looking at right now is the Super Famicom disc of Street Fighter 2 Turbo. Okay.
Yes.
Now, there's a character on that cover art. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Who is that?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Oh.
I want to say Chun-Li, but I don't want to be uber racist. I also want to say Ryu, but I also don't want to be uber racist.
Why would that be racist? Those are characters in the game. They're showing just
because I just see eyes, Scott. Just eyes.
Yeah, and they have eyes that look like they could be either one of those people.
Yes.
Just because you notice a different characteristic in somebody doesn't mean you're a racist, Kevin.
Doesn't it?
In my opinion. I don't think so. Because you're not making a judgment on them. You're just noticing it.
I'm just stereotyping. I'm a horrible person.
Okay, well, it's Chun-Li. But the thing is,
yes,
everyone's always said it's Ryu.
Yeah.
And on the American one, it's clearly Ryu. But there's been this weird debate on whether this is Chun-Li or Ryu. And it's one of those like magic eye things.
Oh, so I'm not wrong. I'm
no
not at fault. Yes,
that's my point, Kevin. Your intentions were just to be observant. You've seen those characters. It's the same thing if it was Mickey or Minnie Mouse's eyes. You'd be like, well, it's one of those. Probably
one has eyelashes. So
okay, well, so you would know that. All right.
Yeah,
but you're just looking at
It's like looking at Pac-Man's mouth. Oh no, one has lipstick. Never mind. Shit.
It's not like there was some context of like there was like some derogatory thing about this person. But anyway,
it looks very feminine. But yeah, go ahead.
It does look very feminine. It does, but yeah. So does Ryu. If you look at him too, he's got a very soft face, more so than you think. So, but in the American ones, it is straight up Ryu. So it reasoned that this was probably also Ryu or whatever. But there were a lot of people that would say, "No, that looks like Chun-Li." And the artist was like, "Oh yeah, that's totally Chun-Li."
So this cover has wow, that was weird. This cover has had people questioning who's been on this cover for this many years until the artist came out and said who?
That's my understanding, yes.
Wow, that's awesome.
Isn't that fun?
That's like the what's his name? Shiggy from the creator of Mario. Shigeru Miyamoto.
Yeah.
On his Ask Shiggy, I keep calling him Shiggy. And they asked him about Super Mario Brothers 3. Was it all a stage? Was it all a stage show?
Oh yeah.
Or like a theater? And he like finally like said yes. Cause we've all speculated all these years. It's not real. It's all a stage show. It's a presentation. You see the curtains and all that.
Yeah.
And he finally came out and said, yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Cool.
It's like, wow, nothing's changed. It's exactly what I always thought it was.
Yeah. So
I love shit like that.
So do I, right? Like all these like cool Easter eggs. Like it's just been in plain sight, something rad this whole time. So, the Kotaku article is years later. Some can't tell who's on Street Fighter II's Japanese cartridge. And, it's one of those things where like you can see it either way. So here's just to give you some context. So here's the not turbo edition. That's clearly Ryu or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you can see the bandana.
And it's a man's face as well, but you can see the bandana. So that helps. Right.
Yeah.
But if you told me that the Chun-Li one almost looks like Shenmue, like his eyes too.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
So my point by saying that is you could tell me that's a man or a woman and I would absolutely, whatever you told me it was is what I would see.
Yes.
So
that I say zip, if you know what I mean.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. So it so the, yeah, they had Chun-Li on there the whole time.
I love stuff like that. When the artist finally comes down and goes, no, this is what it is. You idiot people.
Oh my God. Dude,
what just happened?
Okay. If you remind me at the end, we'll give a spoiler warning. Do you care about Game of Thrones spoilers?
I watched it.
Oh, okay. We will do, before we close the show, my favorite plain sight thing.
Okay.
And it's a Game of Thrones related item. So we'll give a fair warning in case people care about that stuff. Kaiser says, I can tell it's Chun-Li.
Walla-di-da.
I could too, but.
You thought it was right out of the gate because you're racist.
I didn't question it because I didn't think it was like one of those questions. It's like, who do you think this is? If you said, do you think this is Chun-Li or Ryu, I would be like, I don't know now, but
you were racist and sexist right out of the gate, so thank absolutely. God because you got it right.
Yeah,
trust your gut. I think I'm with you. I just wanted to put that out because it's fun. I saw someone on Twitter post that Kotaku article. I'm like, what do you mean? And I feel like I heard someone else talk about it. It's just, it's like when they find the last Easter egg of Mortal Kombat or all that kind of stuff, which is cool.
Yeah. I love stuff. That's why I liked Did You Know Gaming? A whole bunch of like little,
things.
And I'm like the Sonic. I think I heard it from you guys. Was the Sonic stopping sound effect is the same stopping sound effect in OutRun? And I'm like, holy shit, it is.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
I forgot that. So if it was us, I don't remember that. But I remember us talking about those are the kind of articles that we talk about. We have to fill the show somehow, right? Kaiser says time for a game. Ryu, or Chun-Li? You tell me.
I don't understand the rules.
I don't either. I started without understanding. So anyways, well, that was fun.
You can see the confidence just drop as you read it.
And I was like, oh, no, I don't get it. and then the last bit of news is there's this really awesome pixel art book coming out. And I just wanted Kevin to click on the link to see how amazing this book looks.
Shit. There was a magazine called Retro Gamer, is it?
Yeah.
Where they had like full frontal. They had full page close ups of pixel art of games. That's what this reminds me of.
Yeah.
And I have some of those hanging in my garage.
Really?
I don't know why I said that. Oh. I wanted to do that. I meant to say I'm gonna do that one day. But it's like that's what my Instagram account pretty much is.
Yeah,
it's like super close ups of pixel art like that.
Yeah,
and it's just so cool to see it.
I'm tempted to get this. I kind of want to sell my Pat the NES Ultimate Guide book on eBay and put that money towards getting this as a coffee table book.
£29.99. So yeah, it's like $700,000
for you.
Yeah, and $300 for you.
That's probably it's probably like $40 for us.
No, that's not bad.
So probably it's really pretty for you by the time the conversion's there.
Ah, but this is unofficial. I don't like that.
They have to be.
I know. I once had an unofficial Green Day documentary. And it was really unofficial to the point that they used the same music from, remember that show, Maximum Exposure? Oh no, not Maximum Exposure. The stupid show where they dubbed like the Japanese obstacle courses.
Oh, yes. Maybe it was
Most Extreme Elimination or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Remember the intro music to that show? It's like, dan, 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 like whatever. Generic guitar music.
Okay, sure.
It's the exact same generic guitar music in the unofficial Green Day documentary DVD that I bought at Walmart for $25.99.
It must be like royalty free or something like that.
Yeah, it must be. And it had no interviews with the cast. And I'm like, why did I buy this? This sucks.
Kaiser types out full frontal retro nudity.
See? It's self-censoring.
That's a great EP name.
That is a great EP name. FFRN.
Right?
I like it.
For like the old school fans that really know your deep catalog, they're like, oh yeah, but I'm more of an FFRN kind of guy. so cool. All right. Well, Kevin, before we talk about what games we've been playing, let's play a game.
All right then.
I want to play.
Borrowing from Giant Bomb again. I heard this on the Beastcast a while ago. Thought it would be fun. Captain and the Game Master was a television show that we watched as young kids, all about video games. If you're not familiar, it was there was a guy that kind of looked like Billy Joel Armstrong from Green Day.
Captain N?
Wasn't Captain N the live action guy? I remember the cartoons, but wasn't there the live action portion?
Oh, when they're live action.
I
don't remember what he looks like.
Maybe there was a different, there was another, I could be confusing it. There was another video game cartoon that had like Bigfoot in it and stuff. It was Bigfoot and like this like Q-Bert ripoff guy that I do remember the NES cartridge of it. But anyways.
You sure not thinking of Ghostbusters? The Funimation one?
No.
Okay.
Like 1,000,000%. I will find it while we're talking. But anyways, Captain N, the Game Master, whatever, he had a zapper and he had a dog that looked like the dog from Back to the Future. Mm-hmm. And Mega Man was in it. And
Game Boy was in it.
Game Boy was a character. And
the Game Boy.
and a Fabio kind of.
That was Simon
Belmont.
Yeah.
Like Mother Brain was in it.
Wait. Mother Brain. You gotta say it the way they said it.
Okay.
Yes. Sound like what's that movie called, Rick Moranis with the plants?
Oh,
something
eight is in there.
Shit, what's the name of that movie?
I want to say Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Is that kind of stupid name?
Yeah, it is. My God. But anyways, it sounds the same. I think it might be actually the same voice. Mother Brain and the thing from that Rick Moranis movie. Why can't I remember that? And King Hippo. Well, he was purple, I think, for some reason. But so was Jason. So who am I to judge?
Yeah, right. And Batman. Sunsoft Batman was also purple.
Really? Oh, no. I thought he was in the show. Yes. He was purple. No.
So it was a video game. But those were all the topical games at the time. So if Kevin and I were to pick our own Captain N Game Master reboot, what characters do we want in it? I would argue that old characters are still on the table if you really love them and you still play the stuff. But so like, what's your personal, what would be some characters you'd really want in a Captain N where they work as a team to, and who would your boss be?
Ooh, I didn't think about the boss.
I didn't either. That just came to my mind.
So I chose five
Little characters. Shop of Horrors. Thank you, Kaiser. Thank you.
Oh God, I could sleep tonight. Yes. Thank you. Holy shit. That was driving me nuts. Attack of the Kill Tomatoes. It is similar. And I meant
okay,
that
not
as
really,
like,
but
you, no, you just... no, I meant that, like, the fact that it's such a long and dumb name. Not, I wasn't like condescending.
Oh, okay. And like, I was like vegetation.
Oh, that was so close, Kyle. Way to go.
Hey, well, I was an asshole earlier, so it would have been fair.
What's Twitch Prime? Are you fucking idiot? I'm not going to pitch it. Okay. That's cool. I don't have to know.
Dude, what it I'm gonna, in like 10 years, I'm going to like have like a cold sweat one. I'm like, oh, I can't believe I like was such a jerk.
It's all good. No one could tell if I'm being sarcastic or if I'm actually dumb. So I had five characters already.
I'll just assume you're always both from now on.
Yes. So five characters chosen. Do you want me to go first?
Let's kind of hash this out. Cause we'll probably, we might have some overlap.
Yeah. Because I figure Captain N was all the big games at the time and Mega Man sounded like a 20-year-old smoker, not 20, like 80.
Yeah.
Did he sound like this?
Yeah, he did. He sounded like he'd been driving a cab for 30 years.
Yeah, exactly. So because modern games now, like what's big now, what I personally think would be cool to have in there. So you'd have to have Sonic because now he's part of the Nintendo universe. So you want to exploit him.
Oh, you're taking this in that. Wow. Okay.
So no, that's my only old school person.
Okay. Cause I'm telling everybody else to fuck off. These are who I want in my game.
Sonic has to be there. Yeah, he has to be purple.
Oh, that, hey, I think that's great. I think whatever character you want, you put in there. I think it's
and
nice that you're thinking of other people.
Sounds slow and dumb, which is the complete opposite of what I think he sounds like.
Okay.
One Battletoad, Zitz.
All right. I like that.
Right?
You said only one old character.
Oh, well, I lied. Shovel Knight. You got to throw a Shovel Knight in there.
Yes.
Apparently he talks in ukulele.
Cool.
He's like, yeah, because they speak like Banjo-Kazooie characters, right?
Yeah.
So apparently he's in it, and he goes like, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know. I heard it on a podcast. I'm like, oh, I didn't know.
I'll never see it, but that's cool.
Binding of Isaac with clothes, because he's a naked baby. So you got to have him in clothes.
Yeah.
And Cuphead.
Yeah, okay. Well, we got two that are over. Nice. I'm actually going to go Mugman over Cuphead. I love the blue.
I was thinking that, yeah.
But not one of those games for sure. So I can tell you my villain is GLaDOS. It just popped in my head. I'm going GLaDOS.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Because I was like, do I want...
And she's like Portal. Stuck like
yeah.
Mother Brain.
Yeah, it's like yeah. Perfect. I got lucky. Stumbled into that one. I swear I didn't put any thought into it.
And no, let's get real deep and get Calypso from Twisted Metal.
Okay, there we go. There we go.
No, it's... He like fucks around and twists all your wishes at the end. No, I like GLaDOS. That's perfect. Okay,
so you can have GLaDOS as well if you like GLaDOS.
Yeah,
because
but she needs a side villain then, like a henchman, like King Hippo was.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I don't want to say King DDD, but that's too old. I want something more modern. Oh man.
It probably should be one of the characters that we're picking, right? So it should be maybe like the Jack guy from the end of Cuphead or the...
Well, no, it has to be somebody from like a modern game villain, like Punch-Out, because you didn't have... You had King Hippo.
Oh, that's right. There wasn't a little Mac. That's right. I was thinking that for some reason there was another character associated because of... because Samus wasn't in it, but Mother Brain was. So yeah, I was assuming that they had to.
Kratos, a very fat Kratos, who's also purple.
You'd put Kratos.
He has
in?
Forks instead of knives.
All right,
they'll just completely ruin the character, like they did with King, with every character in Captain N.
I should have tried to put some thought into this. I put zero, thinking that it would just come to me, but it's
well we. Yeah, I was the same way until I just thought of Kratos.
It's not really happening at this point. So I thought of a good villain. I don't know. I'm trying to think of some of my favorite games that I just like kind of adore right now. I think the Titan that's your companion from Titanfall 2 would be super fun.
He's so big. Oh, the fuck it up, make him tiny.
But also useful, or whatever. Fine, I get. Rick Moranis from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids brings his gun along. So that's another character, there right? There had to be a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids game somewhere. What are the games my... Oh, I would like a car from Rocket League because I do play a lot of Rocket League. It'd be funny if they...
Yeah, sure. Around. You had a Game Boy, so you can have a car.
Right? Yeah, not? So you can have an inanimate object. Yeah. And what else is I just...
God, Game Boy was even green. He was in the colored Game Boy.
Yeah. So, what a I don't
sad
know.
Life.
Yeah, I just think those would be fun. Let's see what we got. Little Mac, Captain Falcon, Steve from Minecraft.
Oh, Minecraft's a good one.
Steve from Minecraft
Steve.
Is a good one.
Steve. What's the bad Steve? The
are they like an evil?
No. There was like a legend or like a secret like evil version of Steve with white eyes. I forget what his name was.
No, I've never played Minecraft. Captain N, but in PT. A Bobo would be a good.
Oh, that'd be a perfect henchman. Yeah.
Kaiser, perfect call. Captain N goes to Silent Hill. So now he's having us put him in, taking this clan, and we set them in these games.
And, like, really fuck them up.
So PT and Silent Hill, that would be fun.
That is so fast.
And Outlast, like, that would be, make these guys deal with horror games. I really like that idea. Yeah. I'm not a horror guy, but that sounds super fun.
It's like Scooby-Doo, like, Friday the 13th.
Right? Yeah.
Crazy mix.
Hell yeah, that's awesome. So.
Shit, they should remake Captain N.
They really should remake Captain N.
Yeah.
100%.
I don't remember a single thing about that show except for the characters. I don't remember liking it. I remember watching it going, this is okay. I had the cereal. I remember that.
I felt like I watched it before school, or maybe that was the one with, God, what was that one with Bigfoot? Someone out there listening knows. I'm confident. So, all right. That's going to be it for question of the week and news and all that. So, Kevin, what you been playing, man?
So, I've been playing, I introduced my daughter to Hercules, Disney one. I talked about how much I love Hercules on Disney Plus, so we watched it. And watching it, I was like, I really feel like playing God of War, because it's like Greek Greek themed and all that. So I have already, God of War, Chains of Olympus, and Ghost of Sparta. So they're both PSP games that you can play on your Vita, and I already also have them on my PS3 HD. Remaster. I stopped buying games. I beat them both. I love God of War games. I love all of them. I have no problem with any of them because I love hack and slash. And I think the God of War games are so stupid, but so fun. And I never found it really too hard. I always play in hard mode, like the hardest you can get.
Really?
It's God of War. You got to play in hard mode. And he's such an asshole and such an asshole of a person that I love him for being such an asshole.
Sure.
That's why if you've ever played the God of War PS4 version of it, it's
just the new one.
The new one, yeah. Yeah. Which is a pseudo fake remake, but also a sequel. Cause it is. That is what it is.
Yeah.
And it's cool to see him and like just kind of like, fuck it. I'm taking a break. I'm not doing what I used to do. And I'm just gonna go on a different path. And that's why you think it's a remake until later on in the game you find out it's actually a sequel. Which is dumb. They should have called it God of Four or something. But yeah. So I beat both those games. I saw the
Super Meat Boy. I'd add Super Meat Boy. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That would be a perfect one, too.
For me, yes.
He talks like this. So, yeah. So I beat both the God of Wars. I was going to play HD Remake because this is what I think was the original plan, was that they had God of War HD Remakes ported to Vita. They had Metal Gear Solid HD Remakes ported to Vita. They had Jak and Dexter, Ratchet and Clank, so on and so forth. All HD Remakes ported to Vita, except for one series. And that series is Silent Hill. That never made it to the Vita. And I feel like that was going to happen before Konami decided to make pachinko machines. Because every other HD collection is on the Vita except for Silent Hill 2 and 3. And that sucks.
That does suck.
I would love to play those games. But like I said, I bought Metal Gear Solid, so I'm going to go through my Metal Gear Solid phase. So I got to play the HD remake of it because it comes with the MXX version of Metal Gear. So I got to play those ones first. Yeah. So I got to play Metal Gear, then Metal Gear Snake's Revenge, and then Metal Gear Solid, then 2, 3, and then hyphen. Revengeance. The other game I also saw credits to was a little game called Comic Zone.
That's awesome. I've never beat that.
This game is an asshole. Like, if a physical asshole was a game, it'd be this game. Because I've played this game a billion times. So many times. I have it on phone, you know, packages, emulators, ROMs, whatever. And I never actually beat it. But now that I'm playing on the Genesis Mini, I'm like, no, I'm going to right way with save states. So I play on the Genesis Mini. I made 4 save states. and they all sucked. So I had to keep restarting because the game only has two continues. Two. That's it. I thought if you get it to the next level, there's only four levels. If you get to the next level, your continues recycle. They do not. They only have two.
Are there games that do that?
That have only two continues?
No, like that would replenish your continues when you get to the next stage.
I thought you'd maybe earn some or anything because you have one life.
There's definitely like in Lion King on the Genesis, you can find continues, those little suns.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, it definitely can happen.
Yeah. So this thing only has, has one continue, one life.
Kaiser says, what? Someone beat Comic Zone? Impossible.
Right. And so I'm playing with save states. So I'd always make a save state from like a room and I clear the panel and make another save state. Cause I'm like, I'm going to beat this game. I have to beat it.
Save state. No shame, man. Sometimes that's what you got to do.
Especially cause the game is made to be difficult. Cause you know, they didn't want you to rent it back in the day.
Yeah.
It's only which is why it was difficult. Yeah. So I got to a part in the game where I didn't know about the continue. I thought they replenished. So I died already. And I got to a part in the game where when you attack objects, you lose health, right? So there's a metal door in front of you. So you got to punch this metal door to break it. And doing so, you're losing health. And in the next room, there's four guys that you got to fight. You die, game over. Start from the beginning.
Oh, super fair.
So it's a complete bullshit game until I found out that the stupid mouse that you carry, if you let him sniff around the comic panels, he'll rip the pages and reveal secret shit. He'll reveal like what they call it, a fruit or iced tea in the game, which is replenishes your health, and you find objects.
Oh, okay.
I've played this game for 20 odd years, and never in my life did I know anything. I would grab the stupid rat, let it shock a few guys, and then he dies. And I was like, well, there goes that item. Never in a million years did I know that this rat was very, very useful, and I should always keep one on me until I looked it up online.
Never heard of that either.
Because I was trying to beat a level because I couldn't figure out how to do it. And I saw the rat scratch the panel. I'm like, what is that? What did you just do, you little bastard? And I played the game again. A little bastard was ripping panels everywhere, revealing all these drinks. So when I get close to dying, drink that drink, and I was good. Let the little bastard out, and he like rip another thing, get a dynamite. So that wall that I was punching, release the dynamite, son. Wall explodes. I'm in. Oh, man, the last villain sucked. I don't know if I got a good ending or an ending or a bad ending. It was an ending. I don't care. I saw those credits and I'm like, wait.
Congrats, man.
I went downstairs and I woke up my wife. Wake up. I just fucking beat Comic Zone. What's Comic Zone? I just fucking, come look. You see the credits. I took a picture of it. I posted it everywhere. Very proud of myself. The next game I plan to beat on the mini is Vector Man, which is another game I never completed.
I never beat Vector Man. Got far. That game's hard.
Yeah. It is very hard. It was so hard. There was a contest to see whoever beats it first wins some award. God,
I love the when you're in. It's at like one of those in between levels when you're on like railroad tracks and you're in a cart and the it's top down and the monster and the guy grabbing hammerhead axe. Like good, so cool.
My favorite level in Vector Man, I think, was in part two. Is in the forest where you have these like bug flies that hit you.
Okay.
And when they hit you, they change your color palette. So you have like a black Vector Man or a green Vector Man.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I love, like, when I was a kid, you know, when the Super Mario Brothers, you get the star and then he flashes all these colors. I used to press start like really fast so you could see the different palette colors on Mario.
Oh, that's cool.
I love palette swaps like that.
That's why I love Luigi, is because I loved just the green and white was so different and you could only see it if it was second player.
Unless you play the lost levels.
I'm with you. Yes. Which was a really neat feature. One of the only cool things about that game.
You can play as Luigi.
Ben Martin gives you, props for pushing through Comic Zone. Even with the saves coming, bravo. So
thank you. There is no way to cheat in that game either. I've tried. I was like, anything unlimited continues, anything. I feel a little cheated because I did use save states, but I mean, the game's cheating me. It is not my fault that this game is this hard. It's not even that hard. It's the fact that you only have one life. That's what's hard about it. If you allow me to like get continues and stuff, it's fine.
So it's basically a three life game, right?
One life.
Well, but two continues.
One continue. So you have a health bar. The minute that health bar goes down, you can start again.
Okay.
If you die that second time, done. Okay. Right from the beginning.
Wow.
And I didn't know that. So I saw like the intro again and I'm like, oh my God, how was I ever going to beat this as a kid?
You aren't.
Cause it's not a hard game. It's a stupid thing. It's like taking damage for breaking a door and.
Sure.
And just stuff like that. I'm like, how was I supposed to know this? This is a little bastard rat. Anyways, the other game that I saw credits to was Ghostbusters Remastered. So I love, obviously everyone loves the Ghostbusters. I don't know if you're a fan of the Ghostbusters. I assume you are.
Very much so.
So, big fan. This is pretty much Ghostbusters 3.
Mm-hmm.
We're never going to get a Ghostbusters 3 with the original cast. This is it. This is as close as you can get to it. As the original voice actors written by the original. Mm-hmm. Everyone's in it except for Rick Moranis, which I just saw. You see his desk and it says out sick and you see his little outfit hanging in the background. Clever. Right? Isn't it so cool? I loved it. This game came out in 2009 and I loved it then. I played it on the Wii as well because I liked using the remote as proton pack. But the graphics was a downgrade, obviously, but it was still the same game, just different looking. But I loved it. And I think I got all the achievements on the 360 for this game, except for the multiplayer nonsense because I don't play online. So I played it again. And it's still funny. It's still the same game. There's actually one scene in the game that made me laugh very hard. And it's you play as a rookie and you're with Harold Ramis, Egon, in the elevator. And all of a sudden this ghost appears in front of both of you. And Egon's like covering his eyes and holding the PKE meter at the ghost. And the ghosts talk and then they disappear. And he goes, well, that was terrifying. And I'm like, beautiful read by Egon there. And it actually made me laugh. I was like, God, that was. I beat it, saw the credits. I didn't get all the trophies and whatnot I wanted to. But this HD remaster has no love in it. There's nothing special about it. There's no bonus, no extra, nothing special. In fact, there's less. There's no multiplayer like there was in the 360 version. So I can only recommend this game if you liked the original one and you want to play it again on a different, on a PS4 or Xbox One. If you have it already, don't buy it again. I bought it because I like the standby mode. I could turn off my PlayStation and walk away. I also got it as a birthday gift, so I didn't pay for it, so it doesn't matter. But no love given. I thought it'd be like, you know, interviews with the cast, behind the scenes, something. Because, again, this is an HD version of an HD game. It looks the same to me. The only difference was the loading was better.
Yeah, you don't think they're going to redo RE4?
Yes. They're probably I'm not getting that.
I'm just needling.
But yes, I beat it. It's good, but there's no love given. There's less features. The loading times are better. You don't have to hear the goddamn Ghostbuster theme song every single time you die, like they did before, because the loading was so long. And the intro, like the thermal reality, whoever made the game, and it's all quiet until it gets to the Ghostbusters logo. So I never know what my soundbar is on. So you'll see like just the logo. Then another logo.
Yeah, usually there's like some sort of sound.
Music or noise, right? And I'm like, what is this?
Or something.
What is this?
Kaiser does, he is correct that there is technically a Ghostbusters 3 coming out next year.
I heard about that.
But it's not, like, this was the story that was originally intended to be Ghostbusters 3. Now that Harold Ramis.
Ghostbusters go to hell.
Yeah. So now that Harold Ramis is dead, which does suck. Harold Ramis has really been involved in some of my favorite movies. He directed Caddyshack, which is the best movie that's ever been made. What About Bob? What now?
What About Bob? I love What About Bob.
I think he directed What About Bob as well.
Probably, because
he was in Stripes.
Stripes, yeah.
Anyways, what do you love?
Oh, no. I was, for my Ghostbuster sequel, did I tell you what I wanted them to do? Well, at least with the one with the women version of it, what they should have done.
We talked about this. It was one of your first episodes.
All they had to do was pass those proton packs to the new cast, and that would have been good. I've been like, fine, do what you want. My body's yours. Do what you want with it.
No. They still, their problem, that problem was the production. Now, there was no script. It was Paul Feig going out and letting funny women just ad-lib the whole thing, and they tried to cut a movie together out of it. They should have had a plan of action and a script to follow and stuck to it and then let those women act and not just goof off for how many hours every day and cut something out of it.
But if you pass the torch, you don't have to explain about how absolutely how they discovered
you don't need
stuff,
a backstory.
Right?
Yeah, exactly, man. You're totally right.
You already
on that.
Have it. You got it. Oh,
we know why he's Batman. We don't need it every time. We know Spider-Man. I agree.
Or do what Extreme Ghostbusters did. That's right. I'm bringing up the '90s cartoon. Have Egon teaching a class of new cast members.
Perfect.
Brilliant. You have the original cast member. Well, ironically, he's the one who died.
But you have he could be the dean of the university or whatever. And
it doesn't matter. Just acknowledge that
who's
they
the,
exist.
Who's the Egon of the one that was a professor in the new one? What the fuck? She's the SNL. Why I'm blanking on the actress's name.
Kristen Wiig?
No, maybe. I kept wanting to say Molly Shannon. She's not even in that movie. I don't know.
She's not.
So I don't. Who cares?
Yeah,
there's gonna be more Ghostbusters, but this was as close to the original idea for the third one.
I tell everyone this is part three.
The only thing I didn't like about this Ghostbusters game was I hated that slam mechanic to try to trap the ghosts where you have to like.
Oh, I like that.
I got it got wonky sometimes. There was one the scene. Where there was a whole, it was towards the end of the game where you're kind of in front of the movie theater out in the street.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, the ghosts in that section were bullshit. Like, they were absolutely unfair broken.
See, I liked that the ghosts were hard. Again, I played on
I said unfair and broken. I said unfair and broken. Not in that specific scene. It took skill and you had to learn the mechanic of the game. It was inconsistent and did not work well in that scene. Like, you had to hold the ghost for way longer. There were way more objects, so you couldn't get a clean slam down. It was bullshit. It was broken.
Huh. Oh, I didn't encounter anything like that. Yeah. The only part I had problem was with the cemetery with the angels you had to slam to the ground.
Yeah.
That was hard. I almost threw my controller across the room.
We know you're prone to that.
But
I want to get off Ghostbusters. My bad. I pressed back. You're moving on. So you've also, you got some fun news to share.
I have a Switch. Finally, yes. I got myself a Nintendo Switch. It was a birthday gift to myself with all the money I got from birthday money. And, it was on sale on Black Friday. It was $400. You guys have it for $299. That's crazy. Ours was $400. No tax. And it came with Mario Kart 8, a game I already have. Yay.
Dude, it's a phenomenal port and it's better.
I played it with Hannah a bit. They have like Splatoon characters, which
they
I never
also changed the way the items work in a better way.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, I haven't deep dived into it.
It's better.
I three-starred everything, so I'm going to play it again.
There you go.
I had it on the Wii U. I have
200cc. Sorry. I saw that. It's better. Like, it's just a better game.
So I deep dived into the Switch. I got Mario Odyssey, which I'll talk about next time. But and I also got the online play, which is only $20 a year.
Worth it.
And it got me.
There was this news story. When you're done, don't let me move on. Okay. I forgot to add a news story related to Nintendo Online.
Okay. So I got the online play because I heard about the SNES and NES library.
Well, actually, that's the news. They're adding more games December 12th. They're adding Star Fox 2. They're adding four or six SNES games and two NES games. So they are adding some more.
Oh, that's great.
They haven't added any in a while. That's it.
No, they haven't. I thought they were going to do N64 next because there's no eShop, which I was surprised, or there's no virtual console, which I was surprised to see.
Yeah, which is a big, you're not alone in being surprised and disappointed in that.
Because I wanted to buy Super Mario 64 right away because that's always the game I buy. It's on Super Mario 3. And I'm like, what the hell? There's no option to buy Super Mario 64. It'd be perfect to play portably in bed. Portably. I'm not taking it anywhere. I'm not going to get shanked.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. Horrible nonsense.
My $400. Look, it's dumb and it's frustrating that Nintendo. That's what I was trying to get at last episode when you were talking about how because those Genesis games have always been available on all these different platforms in a million different ways, it.
Yeah.
Took some of the shine away from having that in the mini console.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we all are very frustrated with Nintendo because they have this trickle and haphazard approach to putting out games that we would all gladly buy or pay a decent amount of money. Like, if they would open the whole SNES and NES library, people would be paying $15 a month for that all day.
Yeah.
They absolutely. Just would. They would set it and forget it. Ron Papilio would be so proud of them. But isn't it weird that Sega is giving you everything and it's wrong, and Nintendo is totally opposite of Sega, but it's still wrong.
Yeah. Because it's too much. It's extreme. It's like left wing and right wing extremes. It's like, it's too much.
It's too much.
You're giving too much away. And you're not giving enough away.
Yeah.
Like, meet in the middle.
So the fact that they're trickling a couple more out was news to me. So.
Yeah.
So,
oh, that's awesome.
But, Nintendo Online, spoiled it.
So, for fun, for shits and giggles, cause I don't want to beat Odyssey yet, Mario Odyssey, cause I'm having way too much fun. Apparently there's more to it.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
It gets hard as fuck.
Yeah. So I'm still at the easy part. I'll talk about it next week. But the game that I saw and I've heard so much about from you guys, classically, you and Dustin, was Tetris 99. And I was like, sure, let me dive in.
It's Tetris. Like, whatever. You need a bathroom game every now and again.
Yeah. I'll play it for like a minute and be like,
I know Tetris.
I played it for 3 hours yesterday while I'm in bed. And then I played it for 3 hours again today.
So good.
The music is good. I like the way it fades. Dun, 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 and does that weird effect and all that. I don't understand the random and KOs. And I don't understand what I'm really doing. I just stick on random when I'm attacking people. I get it. That's a way of attacking people.
Yeah, yeah. I'll help you with that.
Okay. So I've been playing that. It's Tetris. You play Tetris, but against 99 people, and it's so I'm always in the top 10. It makes me feel so good.
It does feel good, doesn't it?
I got close to 3, I think, because then it gets really fast and crazy, and then everyone attacks each other. It's so good.
Wait till you break through and you get a win. Then when you get a win, you unlock a new mode that is only against other people that have at least a win in their past.
Oh, that is awesome. So there is a reason to keep playing. Yeah. I was just playing because it's Tetris.
No, and then they started doing weekly events. I've been slacking, but they let you unlock new boards.
Oh, cool.
So you can get Mario theme and Game Boy Tetris and Fire Emblem and all these.
That was a theme. And that was an event that ended.
Yeah, and I think there's been maybe a Smash Brothers one. So if you do the themes, and they're relatively low amount of games that you need to play to.
Yeah.
To actually get the skin or whatever.
Oh, it's so good though.
Tetris 99 again, is an A+. It's a 10 out of 10 A+ game.
It is, and it's just Tetris. Like they didn't really I don't know.
But they did. They made it Fortnite Tetris. They made it competitive Tetris.
But it looks pretty. Like seeing those grids in the background just pop up and all those lines attacking each other. It's so satisfying.
It is.
I'm like, how the fuck did you do this? It's just Tetris. The Tetris on the Genesis is terrible, but this one's amazing.
And you're playing hyper competitive, and I never get mad.
No, because never.
It's you versus you. Yeah. The only reason you're not playing anymore is because, well, that's not true. You can get screwed by other people. But you know the gist of it, though. It's not like Rocket League, and there's no hating on each other, and there's no chat.
And I make stupid moves on purpose in this game because of the pileups. So I'll purposely move a block to the left where it should, instead of right. So when it piles up, there's a space there for me to put something in there and just kill it. I'm thinking differently playing Tetris.
Exactly. Which is great.
Usually you just pile it up and put a line on the end and call it a day, but I'm purposely making odd shapes. So when I do get screwed, I have holes to fix those odd shapes that disappeared.
Yeah.
That's my strategy anyways.
So, this is not high tech strategy stuff, but this is going to make you enjoy that aspect of the game this much more is,
okay.
So the KOs versus random versus, whatever the options are, you use the, one of the joysticks to flick that direction. And it will target people. Now, if you're the person that pushes somebody to the point that they get knocked out,
yeah,
you get a little badge.
Okay.
Your badges build your points, which means that you send more stuff by doing less.
Oh, okay.
So the more people,
where do you check your badges? Where is that?
It's in that crazy ass interface. So you have, when you're looking at the screen, you have your play field. Yeah. And then just immediately to the right of it, where you see the shapes and stuff that are upcoming and all of that.
Yeah.
Right below that, you'll see.
Oh, I don't look that far.
I know.
See what's.
Well, it's totally empty if you haven't knocked people out. And then it just shows up and there's not, you have to like look at the instructions to really get it or watch YouTube. So it's not like they beat you over the head and be like, hey, dum-dum, look at this. This is what this means. It's just, it's there. So what you can do is you can, if you leave it on random, whenever you have like three lines or two lines or a Tetris or whatever, your junk will be sent to a random person. But if you know that you're about to hit like a big, Tetris thing or whatever, go ahead and flick it to KO real quick and it'll target people that are about to be knocked out. And then you get a badge and then you can flick it where if people are attacking you, you retaliate to them if you get lines. So later in the game, you want to retaliate who's messing with you.
Gotcha. I had no idea that that's a whole new like window just.
And it takes some practice and you'll screw it up sometimes and who cares? Like you don't want to overthink it, but it's just another little, the first time that clicks for you and you just pull off something, you're going to just feel so proud. It's a good feeling.
I just feel really bad that I spent $400 on a console to play Tetris.
To play an online Tetris game. One of the included games.
That was smart of them to do that. That's incredible. It's not even a full game, right? It's just a Tetris 99 mode in the full game.
It's just a mode. They did add an offline mode. It launched and it didn't have one. So now it is.
No, but I mean, I see like Marathon and I see all these other modes that are like locked. So I'm guessing you got to buy the full game to play those modes.
No, you have to earn them by being good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you have to earn them by being good.
Oh, there is more reason to play then, more than I thought.
Yep.
Well, that's
now there might be some stuff. There might be some stuff you can buy, but there's at least one gameplay mode that you do unlock by being good. There may be some.
When I was looking for the online play, like the whatever the card to put in your redeem code, at Best Buy they had a Tetris 99 Plus online play and it was like $60. So I assumed that Tetris 99 was already unlocked. But then I found out it was a game. I don't know.
I feel like there's a way to pay. Maybe I feel like there is like you pay $10 and you can unlock stuff as well.
Okay.
Like something like that. So, Brent says, not to derail, does anybody have an opinion on Tetris Worlds for the GBA? Never played Tetris World.
Yeah.
It's probably awesome. If I'm going to guess my opinion, I like it.
Just by it.
It's very rare that I don't like a Tetris port.
Play the Genesis Mini one. Ugh.
I said rare.
That was a rare one they threw in there. So,
oh, that's right, because it was
and it's just awful.
I like the Tengen one on the NES. You know, that had like the different look. I didn't like the EA one that was on mobile.
That was awful.
That was terrible.
Yeah, I still have that.
But for them, I love Tetris. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Kaiser says Tetris 99 equals Battle Royale for us retro gamers. Hell yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Dear Nintendo, add Wall Street Kids to the NES Online. That's funny.
Is that a game?
Yeah, there's a good episode of Angry Video Game Nerd that covers Wall Street Kids. So, I say things that are permanent on the internet. And sometimes I leave my mouth with such confidence and I second guess myself.
You're a liar like me.
I'm like, was Wall Street Kid now? Now I'm like, was that an Angry Video Game Nerd or was it like maybe like Happy Video Game Nerd? You know, like maybe I'm just conflating it with some other YouTube video I watched.
Yeah.
So, cool, man. Well, you've been playing anything else?
No, I'll save it whatever else for next week.
So I've been doing some guitar tinkering. I really want to buy a new guitar. I can't afford a new guitar.
Well, how many do you have?
I shouldn't afford a new guitar. I have four. I have an acoustic and three electric.
Look at that. Nice. I just assumed you have four. I had four.
So there you go. We got too much. We have eerie things in common sometimes.
Yeah, it's really weird. We found out about our feet thing the last time.
Right? We sit in a way that everyone judges us, and it's like the best. So anyways, because I can't buy a new guitar, I did buy a $99 Epiphone Les Paul. And it's the model is the SL, which are my initials. So I'm like, oh, well, I want to, I got into guitar modding and doing my own luthier stuff and whatnot. So my brother was like, dude, get that guitar. It'd be a great mod platform. So I decided to, I've been really into heavier music lately. So I wanted a guitar that I could leave down tuned.
Drop D?
No, like standard D. So drop C. Oh, okay. So if I were to drop it, it would go to, it's drop D, but a whole step down on all strings.
Okay.
So when you do that, you have different slack in the strings. So you have to kind of re-intonate the guitar and do all that kind of stuff. But it's a $99 piece of shit guitar, right?
Yeah.
But over the last couple of years, I've taught myself how to, I did my very first full fret job where I leveled and recrowned all the frets. And oh, I did nice. A lot of polishing on the fretboard. And these are things that I didn't do a while ago. I swapped out the potentiometers and I bought a new switch and I bought new pickups and I bought a new tailpiece because anyways, I've been having a lot of fun with it. And at the end of the day, this shitty $99 guitar with all of this effort plays and sounds like a monster. It is awesome. I'm very proud of the work that I did. Doing the fret stuff was really tedious and irritating. Like sanding metal sucks. And like trying to make sure that you get these like nice crisp points and all. It was well worth it though. I mean, it's like they're glassy. Like the frets just play great.
Shit. I fucked up my guitar by playing with the pickups.
Oh, really?
To the point that when I tried playing Guitar Hero, Rocksmith, that it wouldn't pick up the pickups. So when I was playing the game, it wouldn't read what I was playing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it sucked.
I wish that we lived near each other. I'd fix it. I guarantee.
Oh, it sucks. Now it's in my garage somewhere, but
perfect. That's even better. The worse shape it is, the harder the project, the more I'm into it.
Nice.
But, you know, I 2 years ago, before I started all of this, I've never soldered anything in my life.
Yeah.
And now I really enjoy doing that kind of work. I've got a gnarly burn on my pointer finger because I'm an idiot and grabbed a soldering iron.
you grabbed the point?
Yeah. Well, no, not the point. Like, it was stupid. Just... it wasn't that stupid, but it was like he should have known better. Like, why were you grabbing at that? It was more the shaft of it that I got, but it was still
okay.
It wasn't like hot. Ooh, yes, it is.
It was like when a waitress brings you a plate and say, "Careful, plate's hot." Really? No. This is stupid.
So, but video game wise, I saw credits to a game. Have you heard about Tekken 7?
I've heard of a Tekken.
Okay. 7. So, well, Tekken.
Isn't that like a free to play kind
of
game?
No. It's a right, full, proper retail release of Tekken.
Oh, okay.
And it, it is one of the wildest campaign. I'd heard it was like a bananas campaign. So, well, I've
Tekken's always been kind of nuts.
I've never played a Tekken game before. Oh, other than. At an arcade, throw in a couple quarters, that's it. I've never played a retail, like, console version. This was absolutely bananas. I don't even know what game I was playing. There was, like, hell and devils, and it was awesome. This game's awesome.
Yeah, Tekken's good like that.
I played it on xCloud. This is that, like, cloud streaming Xbox version of Stadia. I played the whole campaign on streaming on my phone, which is
a fighter.
Yeah. Now the campaign, not playing online. So I didn't venture there, but I beat the computer on normal, right? Well, sometimes I knocked down to easy when I was feeling irritated, but
yeah,
it totally works, man. I don't understand it. I bought a tablet years ago called a Nexus 9. It was a terrible tablet. It was really expensive and it never worked well. This, for whatever reason, works great on it.
Huh.
So the device.
XCloud is an Xbox thing?
Yeah, it's a Microsoft Xbox thing called XCloud.
Okay.
It's totally good. And okay, Kevin, I think it's like, it's good enough for guys like you and me. We like to play video games frequently.
Yeah.
But we are casual video game players. We are not hardcore video game players. but we're frequent game players.
Yeah.
So I don't need, some frames can be dropped and I'm going to live.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need the 0 milliseconds of latency kind of stuff. If it's close enough that my brain will get used to it, like, that's good enough, right? And
yeah,
we can get through the credits. So this, I can actually, I don't think it's going to be in the next year or anything like that, but I absolutely know that someday I'm just going to subscribe to video games and not have any consoles. I'm not going to have a PC.
I'm okay with that.
I'm 1,000,000% okay with it, but I believe it now. I see it. We are going to have that as a really great option in the not too distant future. Still be a few years, but gonna play the fighting game
and streaming it
to credits.
Yeah, that's
and it was over Wi-Fi to my phone, and my phone was connected via Bluetooth. It's so much latency. How in the world did it work? I don't know.
I don't know.
I did try Forza, but I haven't tried it. There's been some updates to the app. Forza was unplayable and bad. I think
was it because it was too fast? Maybe
I don't know.
Okay.
It felt like it was trying to give me too much info, because even it wasn't always in like the race. Like there was a full second of delay between the input, where I didn't have that in Tekken.
Weird.
Like Tekken, okay. I would forget I was streaming it. And every instant I was playing Forza, I knew I was streaming it.
Now, is this Tekken a game only for xCloud, or is it a port?
No, it's the Xbox One version that's being streamed to me.
Okay, what about the Forza? Is that a port?
No. Well, it's the real game that they are, think of it like, it's the full game. It's not a port. It's the, well, maybe technically, I don't, whatever. But imagine that my Xbox One is sitting in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, so you're just,
it's, and
just,
I have an Ethernet cable connected to Columbus to Northwest Ohio where I'm at.
Gotcha. Okay. So it's not like what Stadia is, where Stadia offers their own library. It's just your Xbox games streaming.
Well, it's weird. The library is not identical. It's not.
Oh, okay.
Because they're, okay. So this is a little confusing on the brand perspective. So I'm not being a dickhead, I promise you. So okay. there are, you can stream from the console, and that's your whole library.
That's like the PS4 remote play.
Exactly.
Okay. This is xCloud.
This is also xCloud is Stadia.
Okay.
But with a good library, and you don't pay for the games. You pay for a fee and you get access to all the games.
Okay.
The load times on Forza were better than on my PC.
Okay.
But they were still there. But.
And that's because it's streaming from something else, not your Xbox.
But the load times are lower because it's on a more powerful system.
That's remotely. What I mean.
Yeah. It works, Kevin. I don't get it.
I'm completely cool with streaming. When you told me about the Steam Link last week, I tried it. I think my Wi-Fi is too slow. Mm. I just thought it was really funny that I could go on my desktop with Steam Link. I'm like looking at my desktop computer. I'm like, oh, look at that. That's cool.
Yeah, there's little homebrew patches that it just is a remote desktop thing.
Yeah, so I tried Cuphead on Steam Link, and I couldn't press start on the controller or whatever I was using. Mm-hmm. So I actually had to go upstairs and like click start and go back downstairs. And it was too laggy. I couldn't do it. But I have it on Switch now, so it's okay.
Yes, man. Cuphead's special, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I've never actually played it. I've only played the first level.
Dab a little bit. Oh, okay. Awesome.
Yeah. So I have like a whole bunch of a whole game to play.
Did I tell you I got the soundtrack on vinyl?
No, you didn't. Or maybe you did.
Just awesome. Listen. Well, who cares? I'll say it again because I repeat myself all the time. People only have so many stories. You can't expect us to never repeat.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
You wanted me to remind you of something. At the end.
Yes, I was going to do a spoiler thing. So let's do that. Okay. Let's do that. Okay. So I want to thank Ben Landis very much for letting us use his song Through the Forest as our intro music. And I want to thank Cubby.
You also wanted to do comments, didn't you?
Oh, comments. Comments and then the spoilers. Yes. Thank you. Let me get comments up. So, Dumez has some feedback over our last couple of episodes. Going back to episode 303, he says, Scott, do you know that Kevin is wearing something called a toque? Pronounced toque. I'm not sure if Americans call it that or not.
Funny, we spoke about this off the air.
We did off the air.
Yeah.
The northern states that border Canada definitely call them toques. In southern states, some people call them toboggans. To me, a toboggan's a sled, right? Yeah. The curl front sled, that's a toboggan.
Yeah.
But down south, where they don't have sledding because it never snows, somehow it got lost in translation, and they call them toboggans. Also, sometimes they're called beanies.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
So that's what we were saying. I found out, we said this off the air, so I'm repeating myself when I heard it. I found out that the USA call it beanies because of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. When I created my character, I wanted him to wear a toque like I have it, and he calls it a beanie. I was like, what the hell is a beanie? So that's how I remembered.
And beanies to me are more like the Edge would wear, or like,
yeah,
the ones that look like a giant yarmulke where it like covers like your whole head, but it's like really like a tight fit where you've got like a, see, like I call that a winter hat or a winter cap or a stocking cap, what you've got, the toque.
I look like a gnome if I do this because of my beard.
A little bit. Or a 90s rapper. If it got thinner up top, it'd be, you know, you'd look like you were naughty by nature. I, being in a northern state, am familiar with the, it being spelled T-O-Q-U-E, that I had no idea. I could not have spelled it.
Oh, I thought it was T-O-U-Q-U-E with a little accent, but maybe I'm wrong.
Dumez has an unbelievably high typo rate, so.
Okay.
If I'm placing bets, I'm going to bet on whatever you said.
Okay.
He's smarter than both of us, but he fat fingers, so. Hey, if no one's perfect, right? So, those are all the weird ways that we call, and to me, it's a stocking cap. I think because I used to just put socks.
That used to be a stocking hat.
Stockings.
Oh. I never
became socks. Like, but you've heard of stockings, right? Like,
you know,
your fireplace, and they look like a foot, right? Because you put your feet in them, and those turned into socks eventually.
Gotcha.
So it's not a socking cap, but a stocking cap because it was all knit stuff, right? Whatever.
Got it. Stocking hat. Got it.
Cap.
Foot hat.
Winter hat. Stocking cap. Why would I? I don't know why my brain has it compartmentalized that way. So yeah. He also says, now that we have all of our Shovel Knight DLCs all finished, if they release a final definitive treasure trove physical with all the DLC final patches and all of that on the disc, that would sell like gangbusters. I do think that they'd probably make some coin if they had a physical ultimate everything release.
I'd buy it again on the Switch. You kidding me?
If there was a cool enough, that might tempt me. He says, I know I would even buy it, even though I have treasure trove. For those wondering, Treasure Trove is just the game with all the DLC included as they release it.
Gotcha.
So, very cool. And he says he also recently picked up the 8-bit Doe N30 Pro Plus. It's totally amazing for my NES and SNES Bluetooth adapters, PC, Android, and Switch. I highly recommend it. Yeah, Kevin, if you're going to go Pro Controller, if you, you know, get some extra cash and you want to go Pro Controller, I'd highly consider these 8-bit Doe, where it's the SNES style.
Yeah, we were speaking about this on Twitter. I actually don't mind the Joy-Cons at all. I even like them in the little controller shell that it comes with.
Yeah, I'm definitely lean towards you, where I don't hate them nearly as much as most people do. I've played through lots almost all the Breath of the Wild I played was all through that.
Man, it took me a controller whatsoever.
It took me a long time to actually get a Pro controller. I got one for Christmas from my mom.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I probably still wouldn't have one. Other than the 8-bit Doe, it was only $30. It was like an awesome deal, and it felt like a Nintendo controller.
Yeah.
So, but it's kind of one of those things where once you are exposed to it, going back kind of sucks, but it's
like going to HD and looking back at it, you're like, ugh.
Exactly like that. And it doesn't make me go, ugh. Like sometimes I still play it in handheld mode, even though I have the pro controller. So I'm with you on that, but it's really nice. There are certain games where, oh, Tetris 99 with the 8-bit Do controller is just, or Cuphead, any platformers, Mega Man, like it's awesome. So anyways, this is fun. He says, a Nickelodeon show, you can't do that on television, was my favorite part was the sliming and the barf burgers. Did we talk about you can't do that on television, or was that when I was just mentioning all the Canadian crap I watched?
I think you mentioned it, and I never watched it, so that was the weird thing.
I love that show. Alanis Morissette.
I know of it. Yeah, I know of it now. With the internet, but I never heard of the show before growing up.
Yeah, we watched it.
Which is weird.
It is, because I watched it a lot as a kid.
Yeah. We had Oh, and It's Alive, but I don't remember that show.
Yeah, I don't. My grandparents lived in Canada for a little bit. Uh-huh. And their next door neighbor was Alistair. There was a boy named Alistair there. Okay. And the only other time I'd ever heard of an Alistair was You Can't Do That on Television. And as a kid, I don't think anything of it, right?
Yeah.
Then later, once I found out that You Can't Do That on Television was a Canadian show, I was like, it's a Canadian thing in my mind. Like, only Canadians are called Alistair.
I've never heard of that name in my life.
Never?
No. Well, my little boy named Alistair.
There was an Alistair Crowley guy who was all into like the occult and all that. And he's like, I think he was British.
Alistair, no.
Sinister sounding name, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. The neighbor kid was totally nice, and dude on the show seemed nice, but Alistair Crowley's a crazy dude. Also, the Japanese kids that lived across the street from my grandparents when they lived in Canada had a Sega Genesis. It was my nice. But it was pre-Sonic. So, like, everything was just a little weird when I was in Canada.
Alex Kidd and...
No, not the Master System. They had a Master System there, but they had the Genesis. So, it was like Altered Beast.
Oh, okay. And Flicky and all that?
Probably.
God, I hate Flicky.
All I remembered was Altered Beast. They were cool. And my grandparents stayed in touch with them, the kids across the street. They were like pen pals.
Oh, weird.
They were cool. Yeah, and they love video games, so obviously I got along with them.
Yeah.
So good stuff there. And then going back to our last episode, Dumbass says, cloud gaming has only one legitimate good purpose, and it's turn-based games like RPGs and the like. He says, anything lag-sensitive, no way. What is even worse is most noobs... don't know how to put their TV in game mode. So full laggy CineMotion is on. And then they add 50-ish milliseconds of lag from game streaming. Garbage experience at best. In that context, yeah, I mean, he's right. I was streaming to a phone that doesn't have, like, the need for game mode and all that kind of stuff.
I only use game mode on the Wii U, which is weird. I remember playing Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze. And on the gamepad, it was perfect, but looking at the screen, it was off.
Yeah.
And then when I changed it to game mode, it was perfect, but the game mode changed the color and everything.
It definitely desaturates it and puts it into raw, no processing.
Yeah.
Which is good.
I do know about game mode. It's just weird that I experienced that only with the Wii U, because I guess it was two screens going on at the same time. What a stupid console.
I loved it.
I did too, but it was such a stupid console.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. I totally agree with your opinion. I'm not, I'm just saying I was freaking shocked at xCloud. It's got me to be a believer. I don't understand why it worked as well as it did, but super sensitive, touchy stuff. You're absolutely right. I don't see how they'll ever get around that. I mean, there's light can only go so fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Astral Chain is unbelievable. Really good. I've heard it's really good.
I don't know what that is.
He says, it's a video game.
Okay.
I think it might be on Switch. Gotcha. I have a hot tip for Kevin. Hot tip, Kevin.
Nice.
Just in case, maybe you know this, so don't get offended. You mentioned it, too much input lag on your TV for Cuphead. Make sure it is set to, make sure that the TV to the games, the HD. Oh, okay. He's saying game mode. All right. We already talked about that. It was your Wi-Fi and maybe your CPU trying to stream Cuphead.
Oh, for when I was using big screen.
Yeah, he's suggesting you to go into your settings here and turn all that shit off for Steam Link.
You know what? I actually never thought about using game mode on my laptop. Remember, maybe that was the same.
Well, the game mode would be on the TV. Oh, you're talking about.
Because I plugged my laptop to my TV. That's how I used to play Cuphead. And I always had an input lag from my Bluetooth controller. So I assumed it was because of the big screen wall. But maybe it is because of the game mode. I never tried that.
Yeah. So
if what were you 2 weeks ago, damn it? And bought Cuphead on
Switch. But from a whatever TV you have, if you're running into latency issues like that, try the game mode.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that.
Also, depending on how new your TV is, they have this like cinema smoothing stuff.
Oh, the action motion blur, soap opera blur. I hate that. Why anyone wants that is it's awful. I feel like I'm in a dream when I watch.
Yeah, it's jarring. Like, oh, I don't. So, dumb as you can rest easy, Kevin. Hates that shit too. So,
oh, it's awful.
We're all good. Then before we get to the spoiler stuff, Kaiser in chat's got some other things. Could gaming plus an RB, cloud gaming plus RPG equals Final Fantasy VII. He's really good with the jokes. Cloud gaming.
wow. That actually hit me.
Yeah, right. why can't clog gaming be a thing? DDR and wooden shoes. I love it.
Clog gaming?
Yeah, clogs. So clogs. Wooden shoes. Like the Dutch ladies.
Yeah, I got that.
So dancing that. DDR. Clog. So it's another, like, cloud gaming is Final Fantasy VII. Gotcha. Clog gaming. He's just killing the dad.
Smart.
He's killing the dad jokes.
Gotcha.
You need to borrow these and take them to work with you.
I do.
Take credit for them. Pick only men with beards get jokes this good. He knows, I know more people named Alucard than Alistair.
Alucard? Castlevania?
I don't think he's joking. I think he's probably actually met people named Alucard.
Oh, wow.
If he knows one, he's never met an Alistair. Huh?
Do they know their name backwards as Dracula?
Probably, because they probably were like born in a black crib. What? Mine's Tox. Like, I'm really close to, like, it's bad.
Because I used to record myself on recording on Windows 95. Remember there's a recording thing they could change your voice and stuff on?
Oh, yeah.
So I'd record myself, and then you go, Nivek, you stand up, what, at? And I'd play, like, I would say that, whatever I just said, and then play it backwards to see what, if anything, I said. So I'd be like, who is what, Kevin? Who's that?
It works if you do it right.
Yeah, I had no internet yet, so that's what we did.
So that's it. You know, he can have the jokes, so you don't even have to give him the credit. He's just giving them to you. So, okay.
Sweet.
That's going to be it for the show, dumbass. Thank you very much. Thank you to Cubby. Thank you to Kevin, or thank you to Ben Landis for the songs and all of that. Look in the description. Support us on Amazon if you would like. It's passive, so if you're going to buy from Amazon anyways, if you go through our links, we'll get a little bit of credit. And all that we need is to just try to cover our costs for the show. I was trending to have to pay for the show this coming year, and we are coming close to a break-even point. So that would be amazing.
Nice.
Now, spoiler warnings, okay? So here it is. Turn the show off if you don't want Game of Thrones spoilers.
Are you taking off your pants? What's happening here?
No. I'm just trying not to show my belly to the internet.
Gotcha.
So, when we're talking about plain sight shit that blows your mind, holy crap. So this is going back to the Chun-Li thing, okay?
Okay.
All right. This is the first poster of the Game of Thrones. This is the Blu-ray I'm holding of season one, okay?
Yeah.
Sorry I'm wonky because it's backwards for YouTube. Okay, now, that is Ned Stark sitting on the Iron Throne, right?
Yes.
Okay. What is right next to him on the Iron Throne with him?
I can't really tell.
It's the three-eyed raven.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Who ended up sitting on the throne at the very end?
Bran. Don't tell me. Who? Wait, what?
Bran Stark.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh!
And who's the three-eyed raven?
Gotcha, right.
The
right.
very first image showed the ending of the movie, or the ending of the series. The very...
Was that...
This is the first poster to announce the show. And this is the season one Blu-ray that I bought the second it was available. I pre-ordered this Blu-ray.
Was that planned, or was that like
a I don't know. It had to be planned, because Ned Stark doesn't sit on the throne, but his son does.
Yeah.
And his son's the Raven, and the only two things on the throne in this image are the Raven and the Raven's dad.
I think that's a happy accident.
Dude, fuck off. The show's over. Everybody, thank you very much for listening to episode 305 of the Classic Leap Podcast. We're even now. I'm glad I was an asshole. I'm glad you don't know what Twitch Prime is. No. Oh, I'm shocked. I thought that would blow your mind, the way that like the Chun-Li thing was like, oh, isn't that cool?
I think it's a happy accident. It is cool. It's very cool. I love
that. That is such a weird, that is a hyper specific. Why the Raven?
Because it looks cool on the throne.
Okay.
It's a happy accident. They're not that clever.
Don't take this from me, Kevin.
I won't. It is exactly what they planned.
Thank you. So, but everybody, thank you very much for listening to the episode. If you want to hear the show, audio versions and all of that, our RSS feed is available at our website, classicelite.com. We are on all the podcast services, except we're not on Spotify. I promise someday I will reapply and get all that taken care of. Our social media handle is ClassicL337 everywhere. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and all of that fun stuff. So, yeah, Kevin, fun episode, a good one. Again, I'm excited to get this one published. And, yeah, that's going to be it for episode 305. And we will see you, we'll see you next week for episode 306.
Peace.